So if you will look, and we don't have time to go through all of that, but let's look at verse 20. We'll start at 20. Ephesians chapter 1, start at verse 20. I'm in King James Version. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Set him where? Where? On the left or on the? On the left or on the? Where will God's children be in judgment? Placed on the what? Left or the right? Do we have to wait till we get to heaven to get on the right side? How do you know? How do you know? Because he said what? We are seated where? Verse 6, chapter 2. Don't go there. I want to get back to there. But verse 6, chapter 2. He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Tell your neighbor, say, you're in Christ. Aren't you? Say, are you really? Or are you in yourself? Are you in Christ? One title I had, a dozen, I guess, but one of them was be the church. Be Christ in the earth. We're his body. Be the church. Be Christ in the earth. Walk in love. Be like he is. Hallelujah. Then he said, far above all principality and power, far above that thief. Say, far above the thief. Say, way up yonder. Above the thief. Hallelujah. And might and dominion in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Who? Jesus Christ, the head. Who's the head? Jesus is the head. Say it again. Jesus. Come on now, you've got to talk to me. Who is the head? Jesus. Do I have to make you do Jumpin' Jackson say it? Who is the head?
Jesus.
I didn't hear you.
Jesus.
Did the devil hear you?
Yes.
Make sure he did. Say it again. Who is the head?
Jesus.
Shout hallelujah. Which is his body. Say, that's me. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. So I'm in Christ. He's in me. And we are a force for the devil to reckon with. He's already lost. I've already won. So now I walk out my victory. I walk out my victory. Shout hallelujah. Because it's in Christ Jesus. It's in Christ Jesus. It's in Christ Jesus. What has the devil stolen from you? Your joy? Your peace? Your life? Your money? Your friends? Your family? Just whatever. Remember, he is a what? Do you hang with thieves? Way back, you know, it was way back when I was in Calum City. A young man, if I would call his name, those from down there wouldn't know his name. And I used to talk to him so much. You know, that was back in the day when you could teach the Bible way. So you know how far back that is. But he said, "Miss Jones, I just love to steal. Why would you want to steal and take something that belongs to somebody else?" But I did tell him, if you're going to be a thief, you might as well be a good one. Best you can be. He said, "I just love to steal and take stuff." I was thinking about him the other day, and I said, "Lord, I wonder if he would have landed in prison or if he ever straightened up or whatever happened to him." When the thief, say, I didn't hear you, is caught, he shall pay me sevenfold according to the word of God. He has stolen things from me that I'm taking back. My health, my joy, my peace, my children, My home. Whatever he's taking. Say, you can't have it, devil. In the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. We're not playing. We're not practicing. We are meaning it. In the name of Jesus. Loose. You name what you want him to loose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up right quickly, quickly. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, a joy, a jump, a joy, a jump. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Let the devil know you mean business. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.